name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 11th of September 2009 and the time is 12:35 a.m. For the record, our next participant has been brought in at the very last minute. Could you please tell us your name, your age and where you're from?
Yes, my name is Eula Buren. I'm 43 years old and I'm from Wembley in Middlesex.
So I know that you've applied for the project and you've just been asked to step in at mm-hmm. the last minute for the slot. How are you feeling about going on the front?
Well, I'm trying my best to remain calm, but this is an opportunity that I didn't think I'd ever have, actually. So I suppose I am a bit nervous, but actually I'm feeling quite positive about going up there for the, you know, for the duration of my hour. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Don't know what I'm going to do though yet.
What was it about the project that appealed to you and made you want to be a part of it?
I think what's appealing about the project is the fact that only 2,400 people out of a population of, you know, over 60 million will have the chance to participate. And as a, you know, as somebody who's been watching, you know, quite a few people, you know, being up on the plinth, it just made me realise just how much, you know, untapped creativity there is out there. I think, you know, we really need to do more to encourage that creativity in people. Yeah.
Have you been watching a lot of the project?
Yes, I have, yeah. I've especially liked the ones with the chocolates. But I've also liked the ones where people have, you know, really put a great deal of thought into what they're actually going to do. And while they're up on the plinth, you know, they've created their own little world up there and really put a lot of effort into including, you know, people who are spectating, you know, just really making the effort to include them in their world. And, I found the whole thing really quite inspiring, actually. So, yeah, I feel as though I'm being fed by what I'm seeing, so... Yeah, it's been good.
In what ways has it inspired you? What are some of the things that have touched you?
Well, I suppose the way that it's inspired me is that I'm kind of like, you know, trying to find a way to express my, you know, creativity in my own life. I'm looking for... ways of expanding my horizons, and it's just been really gratifying for me to watch other people doing what maybe I felt unable to do, say, in my life before now. And and because I'm watching those people up there doing whatever it is they're doing, it's as if to say, oh well, I have permission to do the things that I feel are, you know, creatively fulfilling for me. So, yeah.
And are you someone who is a creative person? Is that what you do?
Well, I have lots of ideas for things. I have lots of ideas for things that I want to do, but not necessarily, you know, the confidence perhaps. But I'm thinking that, you know, the fact that I've, you know, agreed to participate at the last minute, I'm hoping that it's going to open the floodgates a bit, yeah.
And as someone who has been watching and has felt inspired by the people mm-hmm. that you've seen, how does it feel to be on the other side now with someone who's going up and that might inspire people watching?
I don't know. Mainly because I don't really know what it is I'm going to do when I'm up there. So I'm going to trust that that I can be that inspiration for other people as well. I don't know how many people are actually going to be around to watch what I'm doing, but I don't know. I'm excited though. Yeah.
Have you got any thoughts about how you might spend the time?
I don't know, maybe there'll be people out there that I can talk with. I don't know, I might even sing a bit. I don't know yet.
Are you someone, are you a singer?
I'm not a professional singer, but it's something that I like to do. I don't always sing in tune, but that doesn't really bother me, to be honest. But I don't know what I'm going to do.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself, what you do when you're not doing things like this? Do you study, work?
Or? No, I'm not in work at the moment. I've kind of, you know, recovering from, you know, a few personal, you know, setbacks. But I'm going to be, you know, doing, you know, some courses of study, you know, hopefully by the end of September, I'm hoping to be doing a radio production course. And I'm really looking forward to starting that. Even if that doesn't happen afterwards, but it's just, that's the course I'm really looking forward to doing. And I'm investigating, you know, other possibilities as well. But yeah.
And have you, what is your interest that you've got in radio?
Well, it's just really just a curiosity about what happens behind the scenes. What does it mean to drive a desk? What does digital, you know, recording and editing, you know, entail? And just learning, you know, various interviewing techniques and that kind of thing. So I'm just curious about, you know, all of that. I listen to radio a lot, and I'm curious about, you know, how radio programs are produced. So I'm looking forward to that a great deal, actually. Mm-hmm.
And are you someone who's interested in the arts?
Oh yeah, I do. I have an abiding interest in all forms of art, literature, music, art. Yeah, so I would say yes, I am.
And what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
I suppose the overriding thing for me at the moment is discovering what I can actually do with my life, with my talents, with my thoughts and ideas, how I feel about things. And I suppose the theme of creativity is a big one for me. I'm looking to see how I can, you know, allow myself to be creative in my life, just across the board, in the way that I, you know, live my life. So, yeah.
Have you always been a creative person?
I think so, but I haven't always allowed myself to be, I don't think. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would your hopes for the future be then?
I want to be doing interesting work. I want to have really just good relationships with people, to see the best in people, and I think that's about it in a nutshell.
And are you able to describe what this opportunity means to you to now to be one of the 2,400
thinkers? Mm-hmm. I just feel really, really fortunate that, just to have the opportunity, actually. I never ever thought it would have, you know, it was going to happen, because I had actually applied, you know, online, and I wasn't chosen. And just because I just happened to be standing outside, you know, in the plinth area. And I decided, oh, well, yeah, just go with the flow. And here I am. But yeah, I think I am just really, really lucky. Yeah.
And on our website, we ask people to describe themselves in three words. I'm not sure if you've been able to do that, but how how would you describe yourself here in this interview? What would you say about
Well, that's going to be difficult, but I would say that I'm curious. What else would I say? Curious, interested, and maybe a bit bonkers.
Because it's so close to your time, we'll start to finish, but is there anything else that you would like to add before we do?
No, I think I'll leave it there, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Paola. Thank you.